Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report for Friday. Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to be steady to 50 cents per hundredweight lower because packers appear to be satisfied with their slaughter inventories in the short term. Terminals are called mostly steady to weaker in a very light volume test with tops from 43.50 to 47.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of 44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, July 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,188 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $58.50 to $67. The weighted average, $64.26, a loss of 93 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.67 to $54.80. The weighted average is $51.92. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $6,813, the base price range, $59 to $71. The weighted average was $66.09, a loss of 37 cents from Wednesday. And on a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.75 to $53.25, and the weighted average was $50.33. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, the trade is seemingly looking at potentially current hot conditions and current and as well as future hot conditions in the marketplace.
Well, Dave, that would be the big concern. A ridge of heat is showing up on the computer forecast models. Now, the models have been very inconsistent this year, but this is one weather trend that it has been trying to resolve for, well, much of the last week. And the question is, how big of a dome, how hot will it get? And indications are that for the time period between next Friday, the 20th of July, in through the middle of the following week, we could have some of the hottest temperatures experienced so far this summer for the upper Midwest and for a good portion of the corn and soybean belt. Mentioned that some of the raw numbers for around July 26th through the 28th have triple-digit heat moving into the area. Again, that's quite a long ways out to really hang your hat on a forecast, but does indicate that the models are becoming a little bit more convinced that the dome of heat will build. Now, we will see scattered showers across the area from time to time, more of the diurnal, the afternoon pop-up thunderstorms where the moisture in the atmosphere is just really worked on by the heat of the sun, and that warms up and runs into cooler conditions aloft and triggers the showers and thunderstorms. But once you build the warm temperatures into the mid and upper levels of the atmosphere, it puts a cap on. It shuts down that process, and you don't see the rain develop. So in the meantime, before that occurs, we will see the scattered showers across the area. Will it be enough to counter evaporative losses? Probably not. It does look like we will see net drying and across the northern and western portion of the corn-soybean belt. That would be a very big concern. Some areas across Minnesota, northern and western Iowa have not seen a significant rainfall in quite some time. Things are already starting to get, things are already too dry there, and the conditions will only deteriorate again with that dome building. So everybody will be watching that to see how intensive the heat does build across the area. Another situation that's being closely monitored will be the wheat areas in the southern plains, where showers lingered a little bit longer today and will continue ending Saturday in Texas and Oklahoma. Again, seeing rain through the rest of today and scattered thunderstorms starting to taper off tomorrow. It does look like the computers are indicating less precipitation for Sunday and Monday, but not a lot of faith that it will bear out that way just because there's so much moisture that's being evaporated back into the atmosphere across that area. So you get a positive feedback where more moisture is available for showers and thunderstorms to fire up than if we had normal conditions across those areas. So it does not look like any nice conditions, any favorable conditions will return to the wheat areas, especially across Oklahoma and Texas, anytime soon. And just briefly, looking at the 6 to 10-day outlook, the National Weather Service calling for July 18 through the 22nd to be warmer than normal, with near to above normal rainfall across the majority of the U.S., cooler than normal conditions limited to south-central United States and along the West Coast, where drier than normal weather will prevail from the lower Missouri Valley into the Midwest, eastward across the mid-Atlantic states. The 8 to 14-day outlook does indicate that we will stay very dry across the northern stretches, and warmer conditions, warmer than average conditions, are also expected. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 609, down 2, last trade down 1. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 621, down a half, last trade unchanged. December, 635 and 3 quarters, down 1, last trade down a half. Next July, 576, down 1 and a half, last trade down a half. July corn opened at 341 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter, last trade down 2 and a quarter. December, 363 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a half, last trade down 3 quarters. March, 377 and a half, down a half, last trade down 2. July, 395, down a half, last trade up a half. July beans opened at 908, down 2, last trade down 3 and 3 quarters. November, 942 up a half, last trade up 1 and 3 quarters. March, 963 down 3 quarters, last trade down 1 and a quarter. July, 2008, 975 down 1, last trade down 2 and 3 quarters. August, soybean meal opened at 253 down 70, last trade down 10. August, soybean oil opened at 3780 down 12, last trade down 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well on a Friday.
Yeah.
Soybeans also doing well. If you like contract highs, we saw in the November contract a new one overnight. Do we see follow-through today?
I think so. The calling of soybeans would be 1 to 2 higher. Now, we really, of course, we had a report yesterday morning, and it really took a backseat to weather forecasts ending up. They really reduced the carryout for the soybeans, of course, and really felt like, we would even see more than we did. And even on the overnight last night, the August was only up 1.5. I think the most interesting thing about it is, if you look at the cash side, is just how wide the basis is. I was reading somewhere this morning that the average basis for the country for August is 99 under, which is pretty interesting, I believe. I think that's just telling us that we need to store the grain, right out of the chute. And I don't believe the industry wants to buy any soybeans or corn early in the season.
And do you believe that basis will narrow in the next 30 days or not?
I do not believe so. I think, if anything, it'll widen.
Let's turn our attention then over to the corn. What are you expecting there, particularly if the weather forecasts verify? Are we going to be at that 373 or better level next week?
Well, that's the first line of resistance. I think if we don't get any rains, I think we'll go through that resistance. Second resistance, I think, level is like 385, somewhere in that area, 385, 385 and a half. And I think we'll test that next week if we don't see any rain early in the week. Buying opportunity, we had talked off the phone. I think buying puts right now may not be a bad idea, and I say that because I believe it only takes a rain to really knock this thing out of bed, so really get it to fall out of bed. So, I do think if the weather holds off and we're hot and dry. I heard Mike Sola say, that's what we're supposed to be for the next 2 weeks, right before we came on. I definitely believe that's the case.
at what put level do you like? I suppose you're looking at a December put. What strike level?
I think on a December put, I'd say probably in the, and I don't have those up in front of me, Dave, so I'm not sure, what prices we're looking at, but I'd probably in the 325 area. I'm not sure what kind of price you can get on those right at the moment, but that's probably where I'd be.
Anything potentially looking at a vertical spread?
I don't think so right now. Mm-hmm. This market's just, in a weather market like this, I just believe that, any type of a spread like that is pretty dangerous.
Any last words before I let you go this morning?
I think the biggest thing that I got off the report the other day was that we're still at 150.3 on the yield and on corn and 41.5, and just driving around the country getting acreage reports signed from my insurance part, I see some pretty weak corn out there. I'd be surprised if we can hold the 150 yield.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You bet.
Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.